This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. New survey looks at the big milestones we hit by age 30 and when we hit them. The average person learned to ride a bike at 7. Got their first kiss at 15, had their heart broken for the first time at 18, got fired for the first time at 24, married at 26, and had their first child at 28. The average entrepreneur started their first business at 30. New report from a global consulting company says that by the year 2040, most of the meat we eat won't come from animals. Instead, 60% will be grown in vats or plant-based products that taste like meat. Well, we're almost there already. Seems so much money is being invested in meat replacements that the industry is growing rapidly. Because of this, the products are improving, and it won't take long for them to go mainstream. Then what happens to all the livestock farmers? New study has revealed being pregnant is basically the equivalent of running a 40-week marathon. Yes! Mothers probably aren't surprised by this. Pregnant women are like top endurance athletes, according to Duke University professor Herman Potzer. Pregnancy is the longest duration, highest energy expenditure thing that humans can do. And thanks, Mom. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Seems all the hours we spend looking down at our phones may be causing some people to develop growths in their skulls. Yes, people, especially young people, developing a bony bump just above the neck. David Shahar, a health scientist at the University of the Sunshine Coast in Australia, says he's been a clinician for 20 years and only in the last 10 has he noticed patients having this growth on the skull. Now, when willpower isn't enough, there's now a bracelet that will shock you if you eat the wrong foods, oversleep, spend too much time on social media, or help you with any other habit you want to try to break. The Pavlok wristband will give you a 350-volt electric shock to remind you to get back on track. There's a real power in using a little bit of pain to help you break bad habits, says inventor Manish Sethi. Yeah, you've heard no pain, no gain, though I'm not sure that's what they meant. Yesterday talked about how life is a beach. People chose beaches as their top vacation destination. Well, did you know or do you care? Time at the beach is good for you. Actually, good for your health. New study counts all the ways you benefit from a day at the beach. Number one, they say you're soaking in vitamin D, which helps build strong bones and boost your immune system. Beach air is loaded with negative ions, which help improve mood, relieve stress, and ease depression. And they say you might get a rush of good memories of your childhood at the beach, which creates a restorative experience that helps with better and longer sleep. Now, if we could just get the weather to cooperate. And finally, a new study found the more educated you are, the more you imbibe. They found the average American with a high school diploma spends $276 a year on alcohol. The average college graduate spends 760 times a year, roughly three times as much. The South Haven Performance Series is pleased to announce the opening concert of its 10th season. It'll be Friday night, June 28th. The Chicago-based Lincoln Trio will delight the audience with their virtuosity and versatility. It's a 7:30 concert and takes place in the air-conditioned First United Methodist Church in South Haven. Performances are provided thanks to the generous support of the South Haven Community Foundation, corporate sponsors, and individual donors. A modest $10 admission is charged for the summer concert. Students are always admitted free. Mark the calendar. That's a week from Friday. Friday, June 28th, South Haven Performance Series opening concert of its 10th season in South Haven. Knucklehead news out of Phoenix, where two shoplifters tried to run from the cops. Might have gotten away if they literally had run in any other direction. The two 29-year-old knuckleheads were caught stealing from a gas station, and they took off on foot when they saw the cops pull up. Then they ran to an adjacent building and jumped a fence to get away. But apparently they didn't see the big sign in front, because they ended up jumping into the parking lot of a police station. It was basically next door to the gas station. That's how the cops got there so fast. They're doing time for drugs charges, shoplifting, and scaling the fence. Trespassing. That's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Send things to Paul at WCSY.com if you find something buzzable. You can drop something off here at the station, too, on M140 in South Haven, just across from McFadden's Friendly Motors. Or if it's easiest, leave me a message on our Facebook page. Daily Buzz podcasts are posted at WCSY.com, our website. Become a subscriber. We'll email them to you each day. You'll also find them on Facebook, iTunes, Podcast Republic, and TuneIn. Oh, Alexa as well. Just ask her to have Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM play daily podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Leyendecker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.